Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. The Philadelphia Medical Examiner's Office has revealed 23-year-old Kaida Scott was shot in the head. Her alleged killer, Keon King, has now been arraigned on a charge of murder. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, investigators continue working to identify the person they say helped King move her body.
Authorities believe Kaida Scott was killed moments after police say she got into a black Hyundai with 21-year-old Keon King on October 4th, the day she disappeared. Officials say King shot her in the head and she died instantly. A forensic anthropologist assisted with the autopsy report, which ruled her death a homicide. A co-worker of Scott said she had been at work for about 10 minutes when she got a call and seemed upset. She walked out of the nursing home facility and towards a dark-colored car in the parking lot. Her phone went completely dead soon after, and less than 15 minutes later, police say that car is seen on surveillance video parked in the back of the Aubrey Rec Center in Germantown, right next to the Ada Lewis Middle School. Police say video shows the car is left at the rec center and that King drove back the next day in a gold-colored car with someone else, and the two carried something heavy out of that car towards the wooded area where Scott's body was found, in between the rec center in school, buried in a shallow grave. Both cars eventually leave the scene. The black car was found set on fire 45 minutes after leaving that parking lot. King faces murder charges as well as robbery, abusive corpse, and gun offenses, along with the initial charge of kidnapping. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia City Council plans to hold hearings on how the criminal justice system treats victims of domestic violence. Their response to the murder of Kaida Scott and missteps made before her death. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
As the city of Philadelphia, I think we failed the young lady.
Council President Kenyatta Johnson called for the hearings to explore the policies by which charges were dropped in a previous domestic violence case against Kaida Scott's alleged killer. He says the city owes it to Scott's family.
You got two city departments pointing fingers at one another. That's not going to bring any resolution to the family.
District Attorney Larry Krasner, whose office dropped kidnapping charges against Keon King, deflected blame by criticizing a judge for granting King bail, which in turn drew a furious rebuttal from the courts.
We're going to just look at overall our policies at a city and see what can we do better.
Scott's cousin, Iona Scott, has already made up her mind. On change.org, she's calling for Krasner's resignation.
With the history of Keon King and the fact that he was released, I just feel like we need to initiate change immediately.
The petition got 2,300 signatures in 3 days. Iona Scott says she hopes council can improve the system but she considers the hearings too late.
We've lost too many victims to domestic violence.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
After a North Bend High School student brought a gun into the building Tuesday, the school board took time at the start of its meeting yesterday to address concerns about school safety. KYW's Vic Raghupathy has more.
When students at North Penn High were forced to enter the building through an evolved weapon scanning system on Wednesday, it was a precaution after school officials found a 9mm handgun on a 16-year-old student the day prior. But Superintendent Dr. Todd Bauer says they'll keep the system in place at the high school.
Effective yesterday, that is now the plan. Evolve will remain at North Penn High School.
Dr. Bauer also said officials had been reviewing that policy prior to the incident. But concerned parents like Shannon Main say considering the district possessed the technology, it should have been implemented to prevent incidents like Tuesday's.
It is not implemented every day for every child, and it's ineffective. Your security protocols are a failure if a kid can walk into a building with a handgun in his waistband.
Meanwhile, Nicole Brown says the school district needs to be more proactive in identifying students who may need help in counseling.
North Penn needs to do better about mental health and supporting children who need intervention, whether the child can verbally identify this or not.
Officials also said they would review their communication protocol. They initially only informed families of high school students, but failed to recognize younger students in the district had come to the high school's planetarium for a field trip. There's a Safe Schools Committee meeting Monday at 5:45. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
A new facility in Egg Harbor Township is capturing the emissions from a landfill and turning it into renewable natural gas. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty tells us it's the first of its kind in the state.
Municipal waste produces gases as it naturally decomposes. This new system grabs the gas, cleans it up, and sends it out as renewable natural gas. South Jersey Industries Senior VP Chet Benham explains how it works.
There's a network of pipes that runs through the landfill, and it runs under vacuum. So it's actually sucking the gas that's generated. As it's generated, it sucks the gas, pulls it through our plant where we remove impurities and prepare it for injection into the South Jersey gas pipeline.
The system separates the fuel methane gas from carbon dioxide and other gases. Benham says the plant will produce the equivalent of 5 million gallons of gas every year, with that going to heat homes and fuel commercial vehicles that run on compressed natural gas. While this is the first plant of its kind in the state, it likely won't be the last. In Egg Harbor Township, Mike Dahl, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.